Shalom everyone and welcome to Parashat Shmot, the portion of Exodus in the book of Exodus. Welcome. Shalom everyone, today we're starting a new book. And as I mentioned last year, there is a difference in the names. In Hebrew it's Parashat Shmot, the book of Shmot, names. And in English it's Exodus, talking about the actual deliverance from Egypt. I'm not going to go into the details of that, but I want to offer another name. If there's another name we might have called this book, or at least the first half of it, is the Book of Moses. What a figure. He is going to be single-handedly bringing Torah from the heavens. He will connect with God. He will redeem the people. He will be the main character. And I don't know about you, but when you hear about a main character, one of the biggest things you want to have is to understand his background. So what really we know about Moses? The first stories that we hear about him are stories that try to give you a longer perspective of who was Moses, or who was Moshe, what made him the leader he was. So before we're going to go into when he was a young child, Moses in the basket, I want to talk about what the Torah decided to share with us. The first story, the first incident is when he leaves the castle after many years. He grew up in the castle of Pharaoh, and he goes out and he sees an Egyptian beating an Hebrew. He kills them and he digs a hole and he buries them there, protecting his own people maybe. Good for him. Number two, he sees two different people, two Hebrews fighting. He comes and he asks what's happening here. One of them attacks him and says, "Who you think you are? You're going to judge us? You're going to kill us?" He understands the situation and he runs away. And then the third story, he comes and he sees in the well, there's the daughters of Jethro, and he goes and he helps them. What's the common phenomenon? What's the common sense? What's the really the critical thing that happens in all of it? Moses cares. Moses, Moshe, is a person who cares about what happens around him. You see people fighting, usually you don't interrupt. You see ladies in stress, maybe you do act and maybe you don't. But being a stranger coming from a different place, I'm not sure you will do that. But this is what Moshe is doing. Moshe cares and Moshe wants to be involved. Therefore, I think it makes a lot of sense. Then the next story that's going to talk about when Hashem reveals himself to Moshe is the story of the burning bush. Think about it. How many times when you are walking in the wilderness in a desert will you see fire? Fire is something quite common in the desert. It starts from nothing. But Moshe stops and watches and observes. As the verse says, and it's in verse chapter 3, verse 3 and 4, he noticed the fire and he stopped and he went to observe. And when God sees that he stopped to observe, this is when he reveals himself to him. I think this is a very important point. Most of us, most of the people, when they live life, they don't stop to observe. It needs to put a lot of energy to put our attention into it. You know, you saw this new studio we're filming. Why is it such a high quality? Because if the quality wouldn't be good enough, people wouldn't see it. People would not stop. In the world where so many people want your focus, Moshe is walking in the desert and he sees fire, but he does not ignore. He goes and see what really happened there. Then he will see that the flame is on, but the tree itself, the bush, is not being burned. I want to say that all those characters taking care, observing, being part of something, looking, caring, comes from a person. He learns it. He learned it from his mother. I don't think it was his Hebrew mother. It wasn't Yocheved. Yocheved gave birth to him, prayed for him, carried him. But when he was a couple of months old, maybe a couple of years, he was then put on the basket. And this is where the story starts, in my perspective. when you read the verses, you read and you understand something that was very clear, was made by the daughter of Pharaoh. If you are the son of a daughter of the person who's in charge, and he gave the decree to kill all the Hebrews, the fact she sees the basket going there on the Nile, she does not ignore. She doesn't continue playing with the girls there. She stops. She observes. She reaches her arm. She sends a servant to go and bring the baby. She's not ignoring. This is where the power of Moses, I want to see. This is where the education starts. And you think to yourself, what? We need to have the daughter of Pharaoh educating us? I think yes. I think that sometimes good deeds can be learned from great people that are randomly there in the story. And she's not randomly there in the story. The fact that Moses will be brought and be adopted by the daughter of Pharaoh and might even live in the kingdom himself tells us a big perspective of who the person is. When you come from this rich house of the king, you can be a person that only occupies himself in himself. I'm sure the education, the investment he had on him was huge. You can be this brat who only cares about yourself. But this is not Moses. Moshe lives in a home of Pharaoh and becomes this person who cares. He brings it from Pharaoh's daughter, who was able to do something that was really against everything her father believed in. How can you do that? How can you take this baby, this Hebrew baby, against the decree of your father? This is the ability of what we learn from the daughters of Pharaoh. The Talmud gives us the name of the daughter of Pharaoh. Her name was Batya, literally mean the daughter of God. And it says on her that she was one of the only people that entered the heaven with after their life like that, free of charge, open, because what she did, what she educated her son Moses to do. And if you ask me, this is what Moses is educating us to do as well. Observe your surrounding areas. Look at what can be improved. Take part of the bigger society and understand you are not alone. You are not by yourself. There are people, there are things that need you to respond. When we take all of it, we understand where the leadership power came from. This is Moshe, and he will lead the people, and he will educate us and bring the message. We should care. Shabbat Shalom.